Let's see. What's another way to say something that's very small? It's not wide, but it's very...
Very small. Yeah. Not wide.
Yeah. So another word to mean small like that, though. The word that I'm after here is narrow. Do you have an example?
You have to walk a narrow path?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Just can't.
Another name for an automobile is a...
What kind of car it is?
Mm-hmm. That's the word I wanted, car, so that's fine. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
Your aunt.
Okay. Before birds lay eggs, they build...
Nests in trees.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
Desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
knuckles together.
Yeah, and what do you call it when he balls up his hands like that?
A box. Yeah.
Well, how about, are you familiar with the word fist?
Yeah, with your fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a...
Musky.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, what a beautiful day. There's not a single...
cloud in the sky.
Okay. The building that a person lives in is his...
His house.
Uh-huh. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
I'm going to get my shotgun. I'm going to kill whatever that is that bothered my chicken.
Well, now, would you ever use the word vomit to mean that?
Yeah, it's a vomit.
Well, now, if you were talking about that, what kind of animal might it be?
Might be anything. Fox, squirrels. Not no squirrel, fox, and dogs and things.
What do you call a little thing, it's kind of like a fish, and it lives in the ocean, and let's see, they grow to be about that long, and when you cook them, they turn pink and they curl up like that.
You call them a crab?
That is one. This is another one, though.
You're talking about a ostrich.
Now, that's true. That's another one, but there's still another one. Nowadays, you can buy these things frozen in grocery stores in bags. And the shape, sort of like a little half moon.
Crab. Oysters.
Yeah, but this is still another one. But I'm thinking of the shrimp.
Oh, shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever have those?
I used to get that. I was down in Florida. There was a lot of them. I used to cook. White people love them things. I couldn't get them on my mind yet. And I don't like them. I know that. I don't like them.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make it.
Draw up. You have to.
What's another way to say draw up?
It's swank up.
Okay, fine. How long did you live in Florida?
I didn't stay that long. I stayed in Florida about 6 months, I guess. That was a long, long time ago. I stayed in Jacksonville about 6 months. I went with a white lady from Jefferson to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Her parents lived in Florida. My daddy was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there and cooked and waited on him, and he passed. She tried getting to stay, but I left.
Uh-huh. And then after you left there, did you come back up here?
I came back to Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
And then...